AP Sports, I'm Mike Reeves. All four division series in Major League Baseball were on the schedule Wednesday. We start in the National League, where the Mets were trying to close out their series against the Phillies. Correspondent Mike Mancuso.
The Mets advanced to the National League Championship Series with a 4-1 win over the Phillies, taking the division series 3-1. In the sixth inning, trailing 1-0, Francisco Lindor hit a grand slam homer, enabling the Mets to clinch a postseason series for the first time at Citi Field.
This is a home run to send us to a big place, you know, which is the National League Championship. It's hard to rank them. It's pretty high for sure.
David Peterson earned the win in relief. Edwin Diaz walked 2 in the 9th, but held on for the save.
In San Diego, the Padres needed a win to join the Mets in the NLCS. Correspondent Philip Gahn tells us if they were successful.
Mookie Betts and Will Smith each homered and drove in a pair of runs as the Los Angeles Dodgers even the National League Division Series at 2 games apiece with an 8-0 win over the San Diego Padres. Betts started the scoring for a second straight night with a solo home run in the first inning.
Having fun, you know, laughing, joking. We knew what we were about to do. We knew the challenge we had to face, but we all just enjoyed it. You know, I think it was light and we knew we'd be okay.
Los Angeles added 2 more runs off Padres starter Dylan Cease, who exited after just an inning and 2/3. Smith's 2-run homer in the third would put the Dodgers ahead 5-0. That was more than enough offense for the 8 Dodger relievers that made up a bullpen game as they combined to quiet the Padre offense to just 7 hits. The series concludes with a deciding Game 5 at Dodger Stadium on Friday.
On to the American League, where the Tigers and Guardians played in Detroit with their series knotted at 1 game apiece. Diddy Cap reports.
6 Tigers pitchers combined to 6-hit the Guardians as Detroit blanks Cleveland 3-0 to take a 2-1 lead in the ALDS. Riley Green gave the Tigers a 1-0 lead in the first with an RBI single off Alex Cobb. Matt Vierling added a sac fly to give Detroit a 2-0 lead and pull Detroit within a game of clinching a spot in the ALCS.
We got no pressure. We can just keep on going. And obviously, it's playoff baseball. You're going to feel some type of pressure at some point. But just to make it to this point, we're really proud and we just want to keep it going. I think that helps keep the anxiety and all that stuff kind of low.
Spencer Torkelson added insurance with a 2-out run scoring double. The Guardians went 0-for-8 with runners in scoring position and left 8 on base. Cleveland has now gone 20 consecutive innings without scoring a run in the series.
In Kansas City, the Yankees and Royals entered the night even at 1 game each. Greg Eklund lets us know which team now owns the upper hand.
New York Yankees designated hitter Giancarlo Stanton homered in the 8th to break the deadlock in their 3-2 win over the Kansas City Royals. Earlier in the game, Stanton doubled home a run and now has 27 runs batted in 30 career postseason games.
This is what I came here for, so not always going to be successful here, but you know, you just got to keep working and put yourself in the best opportunity.
The Royals tied the game in the 5th with a 2-run rally and a game-tying triple by Michael Massey, but walks continued to plague Kansas City pitching as they issued 9 free passes.
Coming up next, the rest of Wednesday in sports. National Hockey League, the Rangers had no trouble with the Penguins, as AP correspondent Dave Ferry details.
Igor Shesterkin stopped 29 shots as the Rangers easily won their season opener, 6-0 at Pittsburgh. Shesterkin helped New York weather an early storm before the Blue Shirts dominated the final 50 minutes. Here's head coach Peter Laviolette's assessment of the game.
Thought it was good. We had to get through the first 10 or 12 minutes. Shesty made some really big saves and that point in the last, I thought maybe 8 minutes of the first period, I thought we turned it on offensively.
Chris Kreider scored twice, including an unassisted shorthanded tally in the third period. Alexi Lafreniere added a goal and an assist, and Artemi Panarin had 2 assists.
The Canadiens shut out the Maple Leafs 1-0. Sam Montembeau with 45 saves. Winnipeg shut out Edmonton 6-0. Connor Hellebuyck with 30 saves. Calgary defeated Vancouver 6-5 in overtime on Connor Zeri's game winner. The Golden Knights were 8-4 winners over the Avalanche. WNBA, the Lynx and Liberty play game 1 of their best of 5 finals series Thursday night in New York. NFL, a pair of teams have announced quarterback changes for this week's games. Gethin Kulbaugh provides the details.
Saints rookie quarterback Spencer Rattler is scheduled to take his first regular season NFL snaps on Sunday against the Buccaneers. New Orleans coach Dennis Allen selected Rattler as the starter after confirming that usual starter Derek Carr will miss at least one game because of a left oblique injury. Meanwhile, Raiders coach Antonio Pierce is going back to Aiden O'Connell as his starting quarterback. O'Connell will replace veteran journeyman Gardner Minshew. Las Vegas hosts Pittsburgh on Sunday.
Other NFL news, Patriots safety Jabril Peppers has been placed on the commissioner's exempt list while he goes through the legal process following his arrest on charges that he shoved his girlfriend's head into a wall and choked her. NHL goaltender Linus Ullmark has signed a four-year contract extension with the Senators worth $33 million. Mike Reeves, AP Sports.